7 and change past the hour. You're with Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Later in the hour, we're going to meet Dr. Jan Yeager, who is going to be here to help you be a better friend. I think that our lesson from Edgar is how to be a better friend, his passing. So this lady has worked on dealing with friends who are not really good friends, right? Friends who hurt you aren't really friends. How do you classify a friend? Somebody that you thought was a friend and then they turn on you?
Well, I think that's the worst.
I don't think they're your friends. A friend by definition, this is how I learned how to spell friend. A friend is a friend till the end. Otherwise, they're just acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how E-N-D is the end of friend.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the real definition of friendship, like Richie and I are friends to the end. There's not anything I could imagine after all we've been through that we wouldn't be friends
if we haven't broken up by now. We're not going to break up.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
The way we can yell and scream at each other and then just start laughing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Edgar was the same, except Edgar and I never yelled and screamed.
Right.
I did talk about the one incident in our 18 years together when he got cross with me, and the fellow who was the instrument sort of in it was there at the service, and I pointed it out to him. I asked him if he remembered, and he did remember, and he had a smile on his face. But Edgar was not one.
So what did you do to make Edgar mad?
Because
it's certainly, Edgar would never do anything to make you mad.
No, not at all. No, it was one of my darker days when things were not going particularly well. He understood what was going on after the fact. I'd just been told something, but it still shouldn't have affected how
you react to him
on the farm.
Right.
I mean, there are a couple of guys who work here who are older and more mature who have one speed, and it's slow. And so
it's steady.
Most of the time. But it bothers me because they could do so much more. They have more ability. They just don't use it. And so when things slow down, especially this particular day, what I remember about is 4 or 5 years ago, that we needed to get something done. I needed to get a couple of things done. And so I launched off into this guy, and Edgar took exception to it, and he was right, because this guy really didn't deserve to get the brunt of my angst, shall we say. So, anyway, but that's real friendship, though. What Richie described is one way of describing it. Another one is to have an understanding of how to handle people. And that's really...
Mm-hmm.
And Edgar handled me very well, and I handled Edgar very well.
Well, isn't a friend someone who doesn't judge you, but rather... No, they don't judge you. If they feel you've done something that they disapprove of, they'll tell you, but they're not going to judge you by
it. Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it.
So you can tell a friend anything because you know that you're not going to get judged.
Right.
And you know that you will get possibly the truth from them that you don't see.
What's the expression? Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think there's something really of truth to that. All right, speaking of the truth, Roberta has been gone for 2 weeks. That's the truth. Great queen of cheap ideas are at DougSteffen.com.
Oh, yeah.
And so, as this is beyond good day, in fact, this hour aimed at helping us understand some little quirky tale or something, a story where there is a lesson. So, Roberta, you get to start today's lessons.
Well, I don't know how many of you saw last week that Will Smith's 11-year-old daughter, Willow, posted a picture of herself on social media showing that she had a tongue ring, a tongue piercing, you know, one of those little buttons that you put in your tongue. And that just started off a whole brouhaha. I mean, 11 years old and she has her tongue pierced. I mean, it turned out to be a fake tongue ring, but, you know, one of those magnetic kinds. But, you know, the whole thing started. What about piercings? What about tattoos? How young is too young? And this kind of hit, I'll tell you, Doug and Rich and Heather, it kind of hit a note with me, because my older daughter, she's 26, but starting at around the age of 15, she started piercing herself and getting pierced, and now she sports a multitude of tattoos, multitude of piercings, And I'm convinced that a lot of the tattoos, the ink from that tattoos, has really compromised her immune system, and that's why that she has various illnesses like fibromyalgia.
Hmm.
So the question is, how young is too young? I mean, the different states have different laws. Some say under 16 you need parental consent. Some say 18 years old you need parental consent. In fact, South Carolina, you need to be 21 in order
really?
To get tattooed.
Mm-hmm.
And psychologists point out that the brain really doesn't start to mature until about 25. That's when you start getting risk-adverse thoughts in your brain. While, you know, young people are very, they kind of do whatever and they don't think about the risks or mm-hmm. the potential future of things.
Yeah.
And it's because it's not till 25 that your brain starts to starts to think that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, what do you think out there? What do you think about should young people get tattoos if they want one? Because, you know, I'll tell you, it's so common now.
My son mm-hmm. has
very
lots
common.
Of tattoos, and he has them on various parts of his body,
mm-hmm.
but he will not, from his shoulders up, do anything. He wouldn't let him put anything. Somebody wanted to put something on his neck. He said, no, I'm not putting anything on my face, my head, mm-hmm. anything, because that apparently, he's studied this, read a lot.
Right.
And most of the tattoos are in memory of his mother, and so they weren't started until he was in his mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
The last one he put on was just after she died. And and he's happy to tell you what they all represent. He knows that I didn't approve, but he's an adult. He's my son. I love him. Do whatever. He's done extraordinarily good things with his life as he's grown up. We were having a very interesting philosophical conversation last night about how he didn't like him or his life. From when he was a teenager until he was 29.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And
wow.
He figured nobody else did either.
Well, a lot of people, you know, you're saying in memory of his mom, a lot of people do tattoos to mark certain points of their lives.
Yes.
And they see it kind of like a scrapbook of their lives on their body.
That's what Kiefer Sutherland does.
Yeah. But a lot of people just do it, just pictures and just, you know, as an art form.
You haven't tattooed Heather?
I have. Yeah. It's like a 2-inch. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's like this little tiny.
You know the tramp stamp?
It is not a tramp stamp. It is on
what's
my
a tramp
head.
Stamp?
Yeah. The one along your lower back.
Your lower back.
So that's a tramp stamp. If they wear a short shirt,
why is it called a tramp stamp?
Because it's usually a sleazier type.
Let's see how we get out of this.
Yeah. How do we get out of this? Well, I'll tell you,
They call it tramp stamp because girls, they'll wear the short, the low-rise jeans and the high shirt, and you can see the tattoo. They show it off. And
mine is not. It's on my hip, and it actually is in memory of my father when he passed.
And I have to admit, I do have a little tattoo right on the side of my right breast, but there's an interesting story behind that. It was during the Rolling Stones Tattoo You Tour in, I believe it was 81. I think, and I was backstage at the Rolling Stones at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, and they had a tattoo artist. Bill Graham had built a whole Western Village backstage, and they had a tattoo artist there also. So, of course, after several tequila sunrises, I went in, and I went in, and I was tattooed by this guy by the name of Spiderweb, who was kind of like, you know, the Michelangelo of tattoo artists. I mean, nobody will touch that tattoo. But it used to be a rosebud, but then I had children, and I've got stretch marks from nursing, and now it looks like a parrot.
Too much information.
I love you. You're so real.
And for Roberto. It's Roberta.
It's true. It's a parrot now.
16 past the hour. There's a fella named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Dr. Wallach is a veterinarian and a naturopath. And he has asked many times of people who have listened to him over the years, why us, those of us who live in this country, why do we spend the most money on health care in the world? And our country ranks 50th out of 192 in actual longevity. Why is that? Do you think you need more information, better information? Doc Wallach believes people should empower themselves with basic understanding of nutrition, of the things that are toxic. I mean, maybe some of these tattoos. Nutrition and the elements that are nutritious. How you eat, what you eat, what is it? You are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not a difficult concept to come up with, frankly. And so how about we talk about this instead of all this arguing about the Health Care Act, affordable. You won't need any of that stuff if you take care of yourself, because you can prevent all the diseases known to man if you keep the 90 essential nutrients in your body. And that's really what Doc Wallach's message is all about. You can find out how to get the information, enlighten other people. He's got a great health care force himself. And so you can see a lot of the things that he's bringing to the surface in terms of discussion by going to DougStephanTeam.com. Listen to Dr. Wallach's recipes. He's got a lot of different lectures, ideas. Makes a whole lot of sense to me. And I invite you to join and listen. Join the Doug Stephan team. Go to DougStephan.com or call 855-309-TEAM. DougStephanTeam.com or 855-309-8326.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like you. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles, package regularly, $137.97. Goodyear offer good for July 28. Shoppies and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
One take.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
What time is it?
21 past the hour, Rich.
See? That Mickey Mouse watch still works.
A-OK. I don't have Mickey Mouse. I have Donald Duck. Good.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, again, we'll be dealing with friends who betray you. What's the definition of a friend? In a few minutes with Dr. Jan Yeager. What did you start to say?
Remember when Lady Gaga got all that press for wearing the meat dress?
Yes.
Somebody's decided to take the meat dress to the next step.
Really, Rich?
So after your meat would be your main course, right?
Right.
If you're having a meal.
Yeah.
Then after meat, you're going to have your
veggies.
You're going to have your veggies and everything like that. We're skipping that. We're going right to dessert.
Yeah.
A designer has made a new dress made out of 50,000 gummy bears.
Oh.
Perfect.
Nice.
It's a guy named, it's an Alexander McQueen inspired gown. And this thing is beautiful. And you see the picture of it. It's very colorful.
How does it weigh?
It weighs 220 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Gonna wear it?
And it takes three people just to move the thing. Apparently, you wear it, you get your picture taken, and then you eat out of it. Eat your way out.
Can you put yourself on the grill?
So, apparently, they made a wire
frame. A gummy bear?
No, a gummy bear. You don't grill a gummy bear. So you go to the playground, and you have all the kids eat the dress.
Oh.
So, apparently, they make the wire frame or the steel frame, and then that's covered with, like, a vinyl sheet. And then each gummy bear is glued on to the...
Individually. To the oh, my goodness.
50,000 gummy bears.
I wonder...
Good for business at Gummy Bear Inc.
So, but that got me thinking. This weekend, with the heat that we had last week, I went out and bought a couple of shirts, and I wanted these Under Armour shirts. You know the company Under Armour mm-hmm. makes all that athletic wear. Well, they have really nice kind of like polo pullovers that are really thin, and they breathe well, and they're, you know, so it's just very cool. So I bought a couple of those, and I'm reading the tags on them, and one of them is made out of recycled plastic bottles.
Yeah.
Like the water bottles that you buy.
Well, we had this conversation. Remember one of the things that Doug TV, we got this transferred over yet? Doug TV, Doug Steffen TV, is me going to the landfill and talking about and demonstrating why it's important not to throw the plastic bottles in the landfill when you can use them. And I use Libman brooms as an example because everything he makes in that factory is comes from recycled plastic
sure.
bottles.
You know, but that makes sense. A plastic bottle is then turned into a broom or a mop.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing
plastic
it.
Shirts.
You know, so I'm wearing something that
very
used
cool.
to be drinking bottles, and yeah. I'm like, how does that process
well,
work?
How is that? We have bamboo clothing. I have a bamboo bathrobe.
You have hemp.
Yeah, they have hemp clothing.
But they aren't recycling that. Hey, man, no way I'm giving you this to recycle, man.
Hey, dude.
But it really made me think. So then I started thinking about like all the things that they're doing with tires and the roads that you drive on are
yeah.
now made from recycled tires and the playgrounds that you take your kids to.
Right.
You know, the soft landing is made from the recycled tires. It's just amazing to me how many things they can do with and how far we've come. Now, some people will challenge whether those things are... the most economical,
yeah.
you know, how much are we spending to recycle? But you got to think it's better than making junk.
All right. So here's something else that's sort of food for thought when it comes to this, if you'll pardon the pun.
Go ahead.
Go to DougStefan.com today. You will see a cheese sculpture of the Mount Rushmore presidents. In fact, it looks like, it's taken from, somebody took a big block of cheese and carved out all of the presidents so that you'd think when you look at it, other than you know that it's cheese, this guy's a 640-pound cheese recreation of Mount Rushmore that's in the City Hall at West Palm Beach, Florida. And I was looking at this picture.
Ooh,
from the
Florida.
South. Yeah.
It's going to melt and stink.
Yeah, right. It'll stink for sure. 640 pounds mild cheddar cheese. So that'll really smell good.
Mm.
It's been out there for a while. The fellow who's doing this says it's the right consistency and density, right fat oil content. But imagine.
Give me a Ritz.
Yeah, okay. Help yourself. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
Jimmy Bonds. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Time is 33 minutes after the hour. Anybody understand this scandal at the Barclays Bank, a big bank in England, that has been on people's minds since last week? Bob Diamond is the CEO of Barclays. He resigned. He came under fire for falsifying information about interest rates.
Uh-oh.
And then he was raked over the coals by Parliament. The thing is that the banks over there are the same as the banks here, run by lying, cheating thieves, for the most part. Not all of them. I'm talking about the big, big banks. And here's a perfect example. Remember, I've told you the story about, and this is going on all over the place in England, all over the place in Europe. I have a little house, a little cottage in
Santa Monica.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I was paying the mortgage, and the mortgage is probably $400,000, close to $400,000 more than what the value of the place is. So most people are negotiating or renegotiating these things with the bank, especially if the bank bought out a portfolio from another bank, like Chase in this case bought out Washington Mutual for 45 cents on the dollar. So they got $450,000 into this $1 million mortgage. So anything over that is in their pocket. So we presented them with evidence that the house is valued at maybe $650. You know, the comps and all that other stuff. The real estate guy get into
this
that.
This bugs me.
All right. So there are two different things going on. On one hand, Chase says to me, in continuing, by the way, the only way I got him to talk to me was stop making my mortgage payments. Mm. I called him, tried to have a conversation. Nothing. Nobody would talk to me.
But you stop paying.
I stopped paying, and then they started to listen. So now, we've been going back and forth with this dance since late last year, and they've been very pleasant. They want to help me keep my house. Mr. Stefan, we're going to do everything we can. We'll renegotiate. We'll keep it in, blah, blah, blah. So what I find out on Friday, the house is listed in a pre-foreclosure auction.
What?
They didn't even tell you about it?
They didn't tell me anything. They haven't even notified me that they were going to put. All they've been telling me is that we're going to help you stay in your house. That's the line they give me when I have conversations or they have correspondence with me. Come to find out, because my friend is a real estate agent, he's looking through the pre-foreclosure auction list on Friday, and he sees the house in the pre-foreclosure auction list.
Cool, maybe you can buy it for half price.
Wow. But this is the kind of stuff.
You know what?
These lying, cheating,
yeah, you know
stealing.
What? This is bad for
SOBs.
Our country. Bad, 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 bad.
Of course it's bad.
All of these people who are, and the government is in part behind these
yeah.
renegotiations like you were trying to get.
Yeah.
That devaluation is, somebody eats that loss.
Yeah.
And the rest of us do.
Well, they've already written it off in their tax return. They will write off, but Washington Mutual went bankrupt anyway, and so Chase gets to buy the stuff.
The loss is still taken.
Yeah.
And Justin, there's two things that happen here. And I don't want to get into this because we've got to talk to Dr. Yeager, but there's two things that happen here. A, by people doing what you're doing, and I know you got to do what you got to do, and that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
But by people doing what you're doing, you are affecting the value of my house.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So thank you for that, for helping me have my house a third of the value, or one-third less of the value
it's
than it
was. The least I can do for you, Richie.
Right, right. And then the other thing is, the people think, well, okay, they bought that money for 45 cents on the dollar, so they're still okay. But you know what? There was a loss taken.
Yeah.
And that loss will be paid for with our tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting a double whammy now for all of you who are going out who paid too much for your house
yeah.
and now can't afford to pay for it. Right. I get to help you pay for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, anything I can do for
you're
you.
My power.
I'm here for you, bro.
I know you are. You're my friend.
All I'm saying is the bubble burst, and now we're all going to pay for it, and we're not done paying for it, and it
nope.
scares me.
Yeah.
It scares me.
Well, I don't know if it scares me.
It scares me.
Well,
all of that money is
that's
lost.
That's a word that is the country and the world is full of circumstances. Go back to the Depression.
We've seen what the bubble burst.
Everybody did. Lost everything, and they started right. over again. And guess what? We're all still here.
Right.
So, in the meantime, I'm not paying for a house that's worth $400,000 less than the mortgage.
And why did you buy it in the first place?
Why did I buy it?
Yeah.
Because I wanted a house there.
Okay.
I bought it to help fix another problem. What's that going to do with it? It's not my fault it lost. It's not your fault. It's not, you know, whose fault is it? The guys who are screwing me right now.
Ooh, but it's your responsibility.
It's my responsibility to do what I have to do
that's
in
true.
Order to maintain whatever at the real value. Why is it my responsibility?
I'm just going
to
stop paying my mortgage, too.
I think you should if your house is overvalued.
I think we all should
get it renegotiated.
My house isn't. No, I'm still good.
Yeah, good.
Because
well,
I
you
bought
are.
A house.
You're the only one who is.
No, I'm not the only one.
Oh, really?
So, anyway, Dr. Yeager's with us.
Yeah. Well, this is, we're going to test our friendship now, Richie.
Whatever. I win. I win.
Yeah,
I'm
you
still
win.
I'm making my mortgage.
Yeah.
And I still have equity in my house.
Good for
I
you.
Win. You
yeah.
say whatever you want.
I don't
I
have
win.
Any equity in my house.
Right.
Anyway, so Dr. Yeager is going to help us understand what it takes to be a real friend. And perhaps there'll be something in this
real
for
friend
Rich.
Would pay your mortgage for you.
Right. Why don't you step up there, Richie, to the plate? Send a few checks to Chase Bank. I give you the account number.
That'll make
of
my
the mortgage.
Work that good.
All right. So there is a new audio. There's a new version of this book called When Friendship Hurts, How to Deal with Friends Like Rich Who Betray, Abandon, or Wound You.
Oh, that's my job.
I'm going to find out how to deal with Rich from Dr. Yeager in just a moment here.
Dr. Yeager, he's going to need help because I'm not done yet.
Yeah, right.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen. which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
The federal government is now borrowing $58,000 a second. The politicians are destroying our dollar's value by printing trillions of them out of thin air. A new book, The Inflation Deception, explains how to restore an honest money system and replace today's inflatocracy. The Inflation Deception, written by monetary expert Craig R. Smith, explains how the inflatocracy took over our government and then shows seven ways to restore a free, prosperous America and protect your family. The key is safeguarding your life savings with gold. Honest, debt-free money that politicians cannot create or destroy. Call the folks at Swiss America today at 800-289-2646 to cash in on a special radio offer, a free copy of The Inflation Deception to every one of my listeners with savings to protect. Call now, 800-289-2646, toll-free 800-289-2646. I promise you, you'll never see inflation or money the same way you do now. Call 800-289-2646.
All right, so now we have 17 and a half for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Jan Yeager, who has learned and been teaching people, learned about how to deal with friends who betray you, like Rich. Dr. Yeager, how do I deal with Rich?
Well, one of the rules is try to avoid talking about money or related money issues to
All right,
begin
Rich,
with.
No more.
But,
we can't talk about money anymore.
That would be problem.
Money, sex.
No sex either.
Think of the current basis, or previous spouses.
Dr. Yeager, what if the basis of your relationship is business?
And oh, okay.
Then you become friends.
I think it's you have to really be careful. I know someone I interviewed for When Friendship Hurts. He was an advisor, a financial advisor, and he had to eventually end the friendship because he realized his quote unquote friend was basically using him for free advice. So that became a real
issue.
That's
what friends are for, isn't it?
So, but
the definition of friendship is that it's not opportunistic,
okay.
And that it's a relationship basically for fun and for emotional support.
Let me tell you how Doug and I deal with this, though. And it works great. I mean, some people, Jennifer gets a little uncomfortable, and Heather, you know, Roberta doesn't care. But Doug and I are brutally honest with each other. Honest with each other. And that keeps everything out in the open on an even keel. So
wonderful.
We might go toe-to-toe sometimes, but there's never anything like, oh, I think he does this to me. You know, it's always like, it's always out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I think that's a really, really important concept because that style that's working for you, that's fine. Where it doesn't work is where one person can't deal with honesty and the other one is hitting the person over the head with these honest proclamations. So as long as you've negotiated this wonderful way of interacting, all the power to you. And that's the complex thing about friendship, that there is no one way. There are rules. I even created a friendship oath because we have the marriage vow, which a lot of people don't adhere to, but at least they start off.
So do you want to administer the friendship oath to Rich and me?
You're using the oath, so yeah. That's good.
Okay, so what is the oath? Tell us the oath.
Well, the oath is it's in the book, but in general, what it is that you'll respect each other. That you'll let each other know that if someone wants to share a secret, if you have another relationship in your life with whom sharing is optimum,
I'm cheating on you, Reggie.
you can't make that promise, and you shouldn't be asked to choose among the people you care about in your life. That you'll be there for your friend, and your friend will be there for you, and that you'll respect each other's boundaries and limitations. And that's very important because someone could be open like you two are, and it works, and someone else just can't handle that kind of honesty and needs more tact.
The first thing I think we should probably do, Doug, is define what a friendship is or what a friend is, because a lot of people, especially in this age of social marketing and social media, They talk to somebody on Facebook three times a week over the course of a year, and all of a sudden, that's my friend.
Nah.
And you've never met them.
Yeah, foolishness.
No. Exactly. Well, I actually
had to write a friend.
I had to write a new introduction to the audio edition because Facebook has had such an impact. And it's even changing the definition of friend because you can friend and defriend someone. And that's really shocking.
So according to Dr. Jane Yeager, what is the true definition of a friend?
Well, I divide friendship into three types of friends: casual, close, or best. Because a casual friend is more information based. And that's okay. It's still a friendship, but it's not the person you're going to pour your guts to. And in the old days, quote-unquote, pre-Facebook, I found in my research that people had 10 to 20 casual friends. Well, now the number's grown to literally 100 to 500. So that's almost an acquaintanceship if you have that many in that category. A close or best friend, that's the person, and those are few and far between, 4 to 6 close friends and maybe 1 to 2 best friends. That's the person with whom you can share those innermost thoughts. It won't be held against you or held over your head. And it's someone that you enjoy hanging out with. But also it could be someone that you have a nostalgia friendship with. You grew up together, you went to school together, you worked together when you were 20, and you keep the friendship going when you're 50 because you have that tie and that comfort zone.
Do people have a hard time making friends? If they do, how can they probably fix? Because, I mean, I know some people who don't have a best friend. They have, like, friends, acquaintances. But how should they go about creating a deeper friendship with somebody that they like?
Sure. Well, the first thing is actually to look at what happened in their lives that the thought of losing a close or best friend is something that is hard for them to deal with. Because in order to be close, you have to accept that the closeness might not work out. So a lot of the people over the years, I also am a friendship coach, I find that there's a lot of unresolved hurt. The best advice is to let that casual friendship gradually evolve into something closer, because then you'll be testing it out along the way and you won't have the risk of just being rejected and sharing something really close emotionally to you and having the person either misuse it or say, who cares? So put yourself in situations, someone who's having a hard time developing closer best friends, put yourself in situations where you're actually seeing that person in action. It's not just a one-time thing, but you take a class, you join a book club, you work out at the gym, but you work out at the gym the same time every day or once a week so that you can, you know, say, let's have a cup of coffee, and trust slowly develops.
Last question, Doug.
Go ahead, Richie.
This is the age-old question. Can men and women just be friends?
If there's absolutely no underlying physical attraction on either part, and
yeah,
also
be repulsed
if
by the other person,
and also if the other person has romantic relationships that are tolerant of that type of connection, those are some of the most challenging type of situations I cope with. A man and a woman were friends for 20 years, and then the man gets married, and the new wife says, you've got to make a choice. And the woman says to me, I don't understand. We were friends. I'm not a threat to her.
That's a perfect example of why you shouldn't have married that woman in the first place. The book
exactly
is called
there.
When Friendship Hurts, How to Deal with Friends Who Betray You. Lots of great information. New audio version of the book as well. Dr. Jan Yeager here with us on Good Day.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to Malware Monday. Here's hoping you're not infected. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Yes, if we're talking malware, we're talking about your computer. Today's the day. Thousands of people may find themselves unable to search the web because they won't be able to get on the web. The reason? Malicious software that infected computers more than a year ago. It's Estonian-based malware that took over computers around the world last year, and as of 1 minute past midnight today, Eastern Time, the FBI turned off temporary internet servers that served as a temporary fix. The FBI estimates 50,000 of the still infected computers are operating in the U.S. Let's hear from some commuters in the New York City area. Malware Monday. What do you think?
I haven't really heard people talking about it at all, so it's a little strange to me. But now that I'm informed, because you told me about it, I do feel a little better about it.
First of all, you're welcome. Second of all, why would you feel better about it if you don't know if your computer is affected? Moving on, this woman thinks her computer might be one of those damaged by the so-called DNS changer malware.
My computer is very, very slow, and sometimes when I turn it on, you see all these black letters before it says Windows and stuff like that.
Not sure if what she is describing is this particular virus, but that doesn't sound good. Now, here's a guy who does what we all should do. He says he checks for viruses and malware on his computer every week.
It's worth it, because nobody wants to take the time out to do that, but, you know, when the computer acts up, you know, they want to sit down and complain, but, you know, it's like everything else. If you want something to work, you got to take care of it.
Which is why my car has so many problems, but that's another story. As we said at the top, we hope this malware problem does not involve you or your computer today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to Geico? And if you already insure your car with Geico, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
On Wall Street, the market ended last week on a down note following a disappointing jobs report. The Dow off 124 points on Friday to 12,772. NASDAQ down 39. S&P gave back 13 points. Crude oil prices also down $2.77 a barrel, finishing at $84.45. While the market was down, something else was up. Go ahead, fill it up. According to the AAA, national average for a gallon of regular is now at $3.38. That's up 6 cents a gallon over the past week. It has been, in fact, just the last few days that prices have started moving back up after 75 days of falling gas prices. Cheapest gas in the country on average, South Carolina, at just over $3 a gallon. Most expensive, Hawaii, at $4.22. Business at the box office over the weekend. We go swinging and slinging.
Hey, watch out.
The Amazing Spider-Man, the reboot to the franchise, bringing in $65 billion this past weekend and $140 million in its first 6 days. They're already talking sequels. And finally, an acting career that spans several generations, Ernest Borgnine has died at the age of 95. He passed away yesterday at a hospital in L.A. Born in Hamden, Connecticut, Borgnine served in the Navy in World War II. The war would serve as a backdrop for some of his most memorable roles, including the sadistic sergeant in the movie From Here to Eternity. 2 years later, in 1955, a Best Actor Oscar for his title role in Marty.
I'm just a fat little man, a fat, ugly man.
You're not ugly.
I'm ugly.
Marty.
Ma, leave me alone!
Yes, that really is Ernie Borgnine. There would be many other performances in films such as The Dirty Dozen, the original Poseidon Adventure, but it was on TV, in this 60s sitcom, that Ernest Borgnine became such a familiar presence. Lieutenant Commander Quentin McHale in McHale's Navy, of course. Borgnine loved acting and never stopped working. He was working well into his 90s. A few years ago, in an interview, he was asked about what he hoped his legacy would be.
Like my mother said one time, she said, you know, if you can make one person happy in a span of 24 hours, you've accomplished a great deal.
Ernest Borgnine did accomplish a great deal, and then some. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, good day.
Fish, apparently, according to research,
those are not bubbles.
Document can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Steffens, good day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash. Hey, get Good Day to Go.
Welcome to DougStaffin.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a Good Day to Go, please.
Take us with you with a Good Day podcast.
Download and listen at your convenience
at DougStaffin.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.